Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Now, tonight, let's look at how are angels activated, okay? What causes angels to be activated? Well, firstly, we see that God used an angel to strengthen Daniel during his prayer. I'm sure that sometimes when you pray, just something happens and you feel this power. And you are strengthened and you know there's a different dimension you entered. That's actually the angel strengthening you. God gave him the power to strengthen you in your prayer. Hallelujah. Let's look at that. Daniel 9:20. And now while I was praying and confessing my sin, and the sin of the people of Israel, presenting my supplication before the Lord, my God, for the holy mountain of my God. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in a vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. Hallelujah. So during his prayer, that angel came, and you read a little bit more, it says he touched him, and he was strengthened, and he stood back up on his feet. Amen. Then we also notice that God used an angel to reveal the meaning of a spiritual vision. Hallelujah. He says, I saw by night, and that's talking about a personal time looking into the things of God. I don't know if you have those times where it feels like you're standing on the wall and you're looking. And you're looking into that eternal realm, and the angel comes. He said, I will stand my watch, I will look, and I will see. So angels are sent. God used an angel to reveal the meaning of a spiritual vision. He says in Zechariah 1:9, then I said, my Lord, what are these? And so the angel who talked with me said to me, I will show you what they are. Hallelujah. So angels are authorized by God to show you the meanings of the visions. Hallelujah. Then I also notice that God used an angel to reveal the future to Daniel. He says, yeah. Hallelujah. Okay, let's just say that revealing the future. I've got one more scripture I want to share with that with you. He says in Daniel 8:16, I heard a man's voice between the banks of Ulai who called and said, Gabriel, make this man understand the vision. So God says to Gabriel, he says to the angel, make this man understand the vision. He says, so he came near where I stood, and when he came where I was afraid and fell on my face, but he said to me, understand, son of man, that the vision refers to the time of the end. We notice the same thing with John in the New Testament. We notice in Revelation 1 verse 1, the Bible says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So God used an angel to reveal the future to Daniel. It's shown you. So angels are authorized to open your eyes. Because how many of you know, a while ago we spent time on what the vision of angels are. Angels' visions are not fettered like human vision. When we look, you can see with the eye. You can see to as far as you can see. If you really can, by the natural eye, you might be able to see to the horizon. But angels do not look with the eyes of the flesh. They look in the dimension of the spirit, and they can see. Hallelujah. So that God authorizes them to sometimes reveal to you. And so you say, so why don't they just do it? Because you have to seek. What you do activates the angelic hosts. The Bible says they sent to minister for. Hallelujah. If you never order something from the waiter, he's never going to bring something for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Many of our angels are very bored. Hallelujah. But I'm determined we're going to put them to work. Amen. Because God has anointed the church to step so much in that there's angelic activities all around. Amen. Now, God also used an angel to instruct Philip the evangelist. In other words, to give you directions for ministry. Quite something. Doing the Lord's work. So, doing the Lord's work, all you need to be is available so they can instruct you. The Bible says in Acts 8:26, now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Who spoke to Philip? The angel of the Lord. Saying, arise and go down south to along the road which go down to Jerusalem, to Gaza. That is desert. We spoke a bit about this morning, didn't we? He says, so he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, Enoch of great authority under Candace, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of her sanctuary and had come to Jerusalem to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Now, who spoke to Philip, saying, now go join yourself? The angel. Hallelujah. So the angels open opportunities. Remember a while ago I did an offering and we spoke about the fact that Cornelius's offering came up as a memorial and activated angels who went to Peter and said, go to Cornelius, and went to Cornelius and said, call for Peter. Amen. So the angels actually set open doors. Hallelujah. And creates opportunities for the ministry of the word. They don't preach the gospel. You are authorized to preach the gospel. Hallelujah. So we notice here that an angel communicates opportunities for ministry. Then we also notice that God used an angel to quicken Daniel's mind to give him skill and understanding. Hallelujah. Quicken your mind. Watch it, what it says, Daniel 9:21. Yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly. Now, many people say this Gabriel is Jesus. It's not. Jesus doesn't fly swiftly. Jesus is. He's omnipresent. Amen. He flew swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. And he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I have now come forth to give you skill to understand. So angels can give you skill to understand. Hallelujah. How do you know the Bible speaks about the mind of your spirit? Have you read that in Scripture? The mind of your spirit being enlightened. Hallelujah. And you know what? The more you grow in God, the more you start learning to operate in the mind of the Spirit, not this mind. This mind becomes a storehouse of experiences and knowledge. But the mind of the Spirit is the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. I've met men of God who have an incredible memory. And at first I thought this man's got a photographic memory. He's got incredible memory. Until I realized that he's operating in the word of knowledge continuously. Hallelujah. He's operating in the mind of the Spirit, who the Bible says knows all things simultaneously. Thank God. The Holy Ghost never needs to be reminded because he knows all things together. Hallelujah. So, The angel comes and he quickens his mind. Hallelujah. Grants him understanding. Do you notice that? Now, why does God give scripture so that we can see things as they are? Are you with me? God doesn't reveal this and say, nah, but it doesn't work like that. When he reveals something, that's the way it is. Amen? When Jesus said, pray this way, that's the way it is. Amen? God never says, okay, you know, here's the truth, but you can't trust it. It'll be like that today, tomorrow's different, you know. Never know. Never know. It's a mystery. Like some men, they treat their wives. Never know what she means. You need to learn what she means. Amen. You know, there's that book about how to understand men. It's about that thick. Hallelujah. And then there's understanding woman, and it's about a volume like. That's why, you know, the Bible never tells the woman to understand the man. She just says, well, the Bible just says, honor him. Amen. Hallelujah. But when it says, he says, dwell with her with understanding. It's something to be gained. It's something to be learned at the university of life. It's a 20-year degree. Amen. But, okay, let's move on. So, the angel come, and he grants, the angel touches his mind and gives him skill to understand. He touches him in the spirit of his mind. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we need to learn how to interpret what we see in the spirit? Are you with me? You know, at first when I got born again, I'll see things in the spirit. I just can't put it to words. I just can't grasp it. I can't fathom the truth and bring it down into an experiential knowledge. I see it. I know it, but I just can't. So all I do is I just keep repeating the one phrase that I know what it means. And my wife says, you keep repeating yourself. I say, but I don't know how more to say it. Amen. And that is even in the natural, isn't it? As a baby grows, initially that baby, he only knows so much. He has to experience the world through his mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. So you give the baby a key. What's this? Because it's the only means of understanding that he has what the world is. It's the only sense that he trusts, that he knows what it means. Are you with me? His eyes can't tell him what it is. His hands can't tell him what it is. He's still learning to grasp it. And that's how it is in the spirit realm. There's things that the spirit reveals, but you're still learning to grasp it. That's why the Bible speaks, and spoke about it this morning. Have your senses exercised by reason of use, that you might know. Hallelujah. So that baby, initially everything has to go to the mouth. And then later, as he becomes a little toddler, the only way he knows what a TV is to touch it. Amen. That's why one of the main things we tell children, don't touch. Because they can't see and know what it is. They have to touch it to know it's a chair. Amen. Are you with me? And then they have to jump on it to know it's a chair. They can't get what it is. The revelation of it can't get into their souls. Their spirit can see it, but they want to grasp it. Amen. And unfortunately, some people, when they're adults, they still need to touch everything before they can see it. Hallelujah. And you grow, and eventually you can just see it to know what it is. And then after a while, you can just hear about it to know what it is. And then you grow in your perception, understanding, just knowing it's there, you know what it's there for. You have understanding of it. You understand? So just the same way that your natural senses feeds. What does your natural senses feed? Your natural senses feed your spirit, the mind of your spirit, to understand, to grasp perception. Hallelujah. And in the spirit, Many Christians haven't got there yet. They need to taste it. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. We come into service, we have to, there's a lot of titty bottles being handed out, and they're tasting. They need to be fed. Amen. And some of them have perception. So the angel, the Bible says, comes and quickens the mind of his spirit, gives him perception to understand what it is that he's seeing, to grasp what it is that's being revealed. Remember when God spoke to Ezekiel, he gave him a vision, and he said, he showed him the bones and all that. And God said, what do you see? He said, Lord, only you know. I can see it, but I don't know what I'm seeing. I can't get it. Amen. Remember later on in the vision, he takes him and then he says, Son of Man, what do you see? He said, well, I see an almond branch in a scorched field. He says, you've seen well. You see, I thought, my Lord, he's just saw that. What is it? How am I doing well by seeing the almond tree? Hallelujah. You've grown. You can perceive. You've seen. Ah, you've seen well. I don't need to send the angel to quicken your mind, to grant you understanding of what you are seeing. Hallelujah. So we notice that God uses angels. All right, let's move on. Oof, we're already 25 past. I'll just go. We'll stop when it's ready, okay? So he gave him the angel. Angels come and touch you and give you skill to understand what you're seeing in the spirit. Now, why would they do that? Because you're pushing in the spirit. Amen. You're pressing. Like tonight, we say, show me your ways. We're in that place, say, Lord, I want to see. I want to know your ways. I want to understand. And then God would authorize an angel to touch. Now, you say, why does he just do it for everybody? Because God operates in the realm of truth. Hallelujah. What you are truly doing from your spirit and your soul, when there's a synergy in your being, you're not just saying it, you're meaning it, and you're pursuing it, then you are saying. Amen. Have you had sometimes where you say things, but you're not saying it? You're saying it for the good of, say, are you coming? Yeah, I'll be there. But you know, inside, yeah, you're not going. Amen. None of you wonderful people. Amen. So, it's only when there's agreement, spirit, soul, body, your being agrees that you are actually pursuing, that there's truth in your pursuit. Hallelujah. Should I stay on that a little bit? That is why faith, many newborn Christians, you struggle with the faith because the Bible says say, and you say and there's nothing happened, but you're not saying, you're actually wording it. Your mouth is saying it, the spirit is quickening you, you need to say that, but your soul is not saying it. Your being is saying, I don't know if this is going to work. So you're not saying. That's why you'll find like a general of the faith, an apostle like Pastor Fred. You know, we always, us amongst us pastors, all of us, it's a known thing. If you want something to happen, call Pastor Fred to come pray the prayer of faith with you. It's going to happen. Amen. When you needed this land, Pastor Fred, come. Because I know when he says, there's power. Amen. There's power. I'm sure sometimes you've met people who make a threat. And you're like, But then you meet other people make a threat, and you know, my God. Huh? Amen. You know, now I must pass up because this is going to happen. This person's going to bring all resources to bear. Amen. Hallelujah. He's going to scratch, kick, bite. Amen. Spit. He's going to bring all resources because he means this. So that is the development. And many times as young Christians, we grow sometimes weary because we speak our faith. We speak our faith. And you wonder, well, what's happening? Because you're not speaking it yet. That's why you spend time in meditation. So that it gets into your being. Hallelujah. There's certain things today that you say that carries a complete revelation. When you say it, those are set things in your life. You've grown to that point. Amen. When you first got saved, you were confessing them, you were believing for them, and it wasn't happening, and you're pressing. But now those are set things. Amen. There's no more doubt about that. Those are settled things. Amen. And that is the path of maturity. Till truth become settled things. Hallelujah. I've noticed that certain truths, when you speak, you carry a belt of truth on that truth. You say a simple word, but you know all the facets and dimensions of that. It is settled in your spirit. So when you speak, the voice. Are you with me? When water boils, it boils at 100 degrees. And you know that because you read it in a book somewhere. But if I challenge you on that, and I say, but what about altitude? Nah, you don't know so sure anymore. Amen. But a professor says to you, water boils at 100 degrees. You know, you can challenge him any way you want. He's going to prove it to you. The truths are settled. You understand? So, why don't I get into that? Because we're talking about skill to understand. The angel coming, giving you skill to understand. In other words, adding those facets, those dimensions, opening your understanding. Hallelujah. And there's much more. Watch the space. Amen. We will go to an ad break. Hallelujah. And part B will continue next week. So what are we understanding from these things? There's that God has set the order of angelic beings and they are in operation. But it's got a lot to do with you pressing. Amen. Every action has a reaction. Hallelujah. And Jesus said it like this. What you bound shall be bound. What you loose shall be loose. What you authorize is authorized. What you do not permit will not be permitted. Amen. So we bless you, Heavenly Father. We thank you tonight. Lord, we are chewing on these things. These are weighty matters. These are, Lord, things that you grant understanding and insight in. And we pray this tonight, Father. Show us your ways. And we thank you tonight that you bring revelation, understanding, perception in the things of God. And you bless each and everyone. Tonight, Father, as we press into the things of God, that's one thing you desire for us, Lord, to stand on our watch and peer into the things of the Spirit. Press by the Holy Ghost and gain perception, gain understanding. And Lord, I thank you tonight that even now, that much which you've given us to do, Lord, there shall be angelic activities this week and the moving of your Spirit on us. We're aware, Lord, that there are angels all around, that they've been authorized, deputized, they've been set apart. as ministers to us, the heirs. And Lord, we want to see. And I thank you that this week there will be activation of the angelics, host of God, over every life. And we bless you. We thank you, Lord, for that synergy between heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Lord, that our actions activate angels. Lord, the actions of the unsaved, the actions of the ungodly, the actions of the Satanists might activate demons, but we activate the kingdom, the angels, the ministering spirits of God. And I bless you for your mighty work in each and every life. Hallelujah. With every eye closed, every head bowed. Very, very important thing tonight. The most important. We might gain all the understanding in the world, gain all the insight, might even become a professor at theology. But unless you're born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. It's a supernatural birth granted by God. For those who believe in Jesus, they shall be saved. You say, Pastor Johnny, I'm here tonight and my life's not right with God. Pray for me. I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior. I'm making that decision tonight. I don't want to leave this place without putting Him first and making Him Lord of my life. If that is you, I want to pray with you. I want you quickly to lift your hand all over this place. Say, Pastor Johnny, I need to make right with God. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I want to make that choice. I want God to reach in and supernaturally change me that I can be born of the Spirit. Pray for me. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. If that is you, I want to quickly raise your hand. I'm going to pray with you all over this place. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I take it we're all saved. May the Lord bless you. May the angels of God encamp about you. The Bible says He gives His angels charge concerning you. That is not now and then when He feels like it. When you were born, He put a seal on you and He gave His angels charge. My Lord, how awesome is this? Hallelujah. So that dimension, man, since we've been touching on the glory, and there's been something happening. Hallelujah. Now this week, I declare angelic activities all around you. The establishment of the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Sunday was good. Thank you. Bless you guys as you go.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.